First, just tell us a little bit about Skip the Plastic and what that means.
Well, the Surfrider Foundation, I'm the vice chair of the local chapter of the Surfrider Foundation, and we're an international organization. Nationally, Surfrider Foundation has a program called Rise Above Plastics, and that's the program was started because of all the plastic trash we were seeing during beach cleanups everywhere, not just in one locale. Locally, we call our program Skip the Plastic. So it's a little bit nicer, I guess you can say, just skip the plastic. And we are trying to get the word out to the public about the problems that plastic trash is causing in the oceans and specifically in the Gulf of Mexico in our area, and hopefully get people to change some habits and maybe get some policy changes as well.
And you mentioned changing habits. Is there kind of a first step that one can take?
Well, okay, so... As plastic trash goes in the oceans, 80% of it comes from land-based sources, meaning us. It's not coming from ships, and there are, that 20% is coming from fishing activities and ships and things like that, but most of it is coming from disposable consumer plastics. So, the choices are really pretty simple. The main things that we are seeing on the coastlines are cigarette butts, which are made out of plastic. They're not cotton. In the good old days, they were cotton. Plastic cups, plastic bags, straws, all the things, a lot of packaging and food items, food containers. So it's really easy. One of the easiest steps you can do is when you go to a store, you bring your own reusable bag with you, or you refuse a bag if it's just a couple items. And that's really one of the easiest things you can do right off the bat.
And are there any kind of hidden plastics that you maybe we don't realize we're using every day?
Oh, well, I mean, they're everywhere. Jacques Cousteau, a very famous oceanographer, wrote a book years ago called The Cousteau Almanac, and he said to take a look from the moment you wake up in the morning, from the moment you go to sleep at night, and become aware of how many things that you use that are plastic. And it's pretty amazing if you do that, from your toothbrush to, sometimes coffee cups to everything the interior of your car. And we're not condemning all plastics. That's not the point of this, really. But it really is to become aware of plastics that are being used for, they have a very short life before they're disposed of. The single-use plastic shopping bag is a classic example. The average life, use of a single-use bag is about 12 minutes. And then, it's disposed of, hopefully disposed of properly. The problem is that a lot of these items either get loose or are littered, or you can see when we've been getting all these rains recently in Corpus Christi, they get flushed into the storm drain systems, they blow off of parking lots to the storm drain entrances, and then they're flushed out into our bays. So, that's a huge problem, is all the trash being flushed off. So the hidden items that we're not thinking about, they're all around us. And you can make a conscious decision over time to try to phase those out. There are actually people that are going plastic free, pretty difficult thing to do actually, but, it's a valiant goal.
So you have some statistics on plastic use. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about some of those numbers?
Sure. Well, so plastic production started in the 1940s. It was actually used in World War II. I think one of the earliest types of plastic was called Bakelite, and they used it for knobs in airplanes and things like that. And it took off shortly after that. So the post-World War II was when plastics really came into being. Since then, we've seen a 500-fold increase per year of the amount of plastic produced in the world. And, the problem is it lasts forever. It's a great material, but it lasts forever. It doesn't biodegrade like organic materials do. So it does photodegrade. It breaks down into smaller pieces when sunlight strikes it. And, a study done last year in 2015 found that there's 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic floating around in the world's oceans. To put that in another way, they say every square mile of the world's oceans on average has 46,000 pieces of plastic floating in it.